Hello everyone, we're live here. We're going to be reviewing these videos. I'm not late. What are you? You're late. I'm right on time. Okay. Anyways, my name is Armin Navabi. This is the Secular Jihadist. Make sure you like and subscribe. We're going to be reviewing this YouTube channel, Smile to Jannah, which is an Islamic channel. It's a Muslim channel. And there are a couple of videos here that I want to go over for us to share and review together. What do you guys say? This is a very popular YouTube channel with 600... Hold on. I need to disconnect my phone. And let me make sure I have audio here. Yeah, I lost my audio connection. I need to reconnect that. Just give me a second. Okay, we're connecting again. All right, let me know, guys, if you... There we go. Fantastic. Let me know if you guys have my audio in the live chat so we could get started. Sachi is saying, hi, Armin, long time no see. Okay, great. That means you have my audio, right? Everything good? Which one of these videos should we start with first? There is a video on Allah humiliates Swedish Quran burner. I don't know why the burner part in the Quran has been starred as if it's a dirty word. That's weird. University fires teacher for Prophet Muhammad images, atheist and Muslim debate science. That's a good one. Oh, this is a popular one. Aiden Ross on Quran. Aiden Ross is like is Andrew Tate's close friend. So Aiden Ross on Quran's epic Muslim response. I don't know what this Quran Qurani. What is that? Epic Muslim response. Guys, which one should we go first? Now people are saying loud and clear. Quran is a dirty word. Audio is good, loud and clear. I could hear you. Fantastic. The debate would be fun. The debate has gotten only 48,000. Let's go with this recent one. This is a relevant news. Like, it's just happened one day ago, so it's about something new, and it's already got close to 200k views. So let's go with this one first. Okay. Oh, you're saying teacher fired for images of Muhammad. Okay, we will do the debate one because you guys are asking for it, and I will also do the teacher one as well because you guys are asking for it. But let me do this one first because this one is timely. Okay, so let's go with this one. Okay, let me know when I start playing. Let me know if you have the audio from the video. So this is the first video that we're doing today. Allah humiliates Swedish Quran burner. Okay, so let's see how Allah humiliates. Oh, there's no audio for me. Oh, because
half of Americans want it to become illegal to burn their flag. Germany has made it illegal to even burn the EU flag, which isn't even a country, mate. And France doesn't even want you to distribute pictures of their burnt flag, let alone burning the flag. All of this.
So this is a fallacy here, I think. He's doing a whataboutism, right? So he starts with saying half of America say it should be illegal to burn the U.S. flag. Half of Americans, half of them don't. And America doesn't have that law. Thank the devil, right? So America is ahead of the rest of the civilized world when it comes to free speech. Thanks to that, United States. Yeah. So he's like saying, what about United States? So United States has, even though the United States doesn't have this law, he's referring to half of Americans who want the American flag to be legal for us to burn the American flag. Yeah. So half of Americans are wrong. What about it? By the way, I see people here like talking about things that this live is not about. What are you guys doing? Like Mojo, I don't understand don't you see what the topic is? Keep your comments about the topic. Yeah. Somebody say countdown till he mentions the hollow, you know what? I'm not gonna even say it. The hollow CAUSD. Yes, let's see the countdown to that.
A flag. Germany has made it illegal to even burn the EU flag.
Yeah, well they're dumb. Germany be dumb. German law be dumb. Germany should not do that. So yeah, we disagree with that as well. What about it?
Which isn't even a country, mate.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it was a country or not a country. Burning flags should only be illegal if it's causing safety hazards. If it's a public safety issue, right? But I don't know. You could piss on it instead. That would be safer and more disrespectful. So yeah, I would go for it. Free speech and all.
And France doesn't even want you to distribute pictures of their burnt flag, let alone burning the flag.
I don't know if that's true, but if it is true, because I can't read French, but let's assume it's true, then that's stupid. French lobby stupid. What do you think? We're going to endorse that?
All of this being said, Sweden, which is considered one of the least religious countries on the planet, has taken it upon itself to allow and justify the burning of the Quran outside of its Turkish embassy.
Okay, they're not... Okay, Sweden is not Sweden is justifying it or just allowing it?
Burning the flag. All of this being said,
Scandinavian non-believers which is non-believers, which is not to say atheists. Okay, not atheists. Okay.
Sweden, which is considered one of the least religious countries on the planet, has taken it upon itself to allow and justify the burning of the Quran outside.
Has the country justified it or just allowed it because free speech and all? And what? So Sweden should not allow burning of the Quran because France doesn't allow the burning of its flag? So Sweden has to look upon Germany, for example, and France not allowing flag burning, and we're like, okay, given that France and Germany don't allow flag burning, and half of Americans don't believe that flag burning should not be allowed, we should not allow Quran burning? How does that follow? What does that got to do with this? Some other countries' bad laws is an excuse for you to also introduce bad laws limiting free speech? Yeah, they're allowing it. They're not justifying it. People are saying they're allowing it. Yes, Derek was saying, I'm pro-burning flags and your dumbass book as well. I mean, to be fair, I have moved back on burning Qurans and flags because I'm worried about that, safety issues. Somebody might burn a Quran and burn their house down or something like that. I say it's easier, more environmentally friendly, more safe, and more convenient, and also less costly for you to just tear it apart or spit on it or even piss on it if you want. Well, actually, if you piss on it, you can't show that on YouTube and social media. So just spit on it. Just spit on the Quran. It's easier. It's more disrespectful. No safety hazard. No environmental issues. Yeah. So yeah. That's the only reason I am concerned with burning, because I'm concerned that you guys might like do something stupid and burn the whole house down. Yeah, the Ottomans. Osman the third Caliph did burn. Well, he didn't. He burned Qurans that were fake Qurans. Those were not considered to be real Qurans. So the Qurans that Osman burned were false copies of the Quran. So I guess they think that's okay.
Of its Turkish embassy. The burning of the Quran outside of its Turkish embassy.
So what should Sweden do? Like, should Sweden ban? Like, outside of Turkish embassy means in public space. And that wasn't inside the Turkish embassy. It means, like, you're talking about a public space. So should Sweden limit freedom of speech in public spaces?
Assalamu alaikum, guys, and welcome to another...
By the way, note how he didn't mention... So there's an attempt to do constant whataboutism when it comes to burning Quran. But I guess he went and looked and he couldn't find any Swedish laws to show that Sweden was being a hypocrite. So he had to go like, oh, France, Germany, half of Americans, even though no American laws. But yeah, but no Swedish laws. How come no Swedish laws are being mentioned? Could he not found any Swedish laws? So you have to be so desperate to go do whataboutism? Maybe he mentioned Swedish laws later in the video, but why not now? Did he not find any Swedish laws that limits free speech? So he had to go and find other countries that are not Sweden to actually point to hypocrisy? But what does that got to do with Sweden? They're not being hypocrites. totally not cherry-picking laws here. Totally not cherry picking. Yeah. Or the news.
On outside of its Turkish embassy. Assalamu alaikum, guys, and welcome to another episode of
Virginia.
Yes, indeed. All of this drama is taking place in Sweden. And not only this, the burn of the Quran has been given police protection. I mean, it's not like the country's got a gang problem or a rise in gun crime. Oh
my God. This thing, okay, so they get police protection because they're doing something that is not illegal, and there's a threat that somebody might want to harm them. Even if you don't endorse what they're doing, even if they're doing something is immoral, if they're not doing something illegal and there's a threat to their safety, the police is responsible to protect them. What is your problem with that? Like, I don't understand how you do not understand. So do you think that the police should stop protecting its citizens if they're doing something that is legal but immoral? That's not how the law works. That's not how police work. They're supposed to get the protection. And also, you're saying, oh, there are other problems.
And welcome to another episode. So let's take it on. Problem or a rise in...
Yeah, so there are other problems in Sweden, like why shootings are on the increase in Sweden suburbs. Okay, so I'm assuming the police is not doing anything about that? Is that what you're suggesting? So the police... the Swedish police is like, just watching that. And we're like, hopefully something happens. Are they like just standing by and not responding to this? Is that what's happening? Because just because there are other things that the Swedish requires the attention of Swedish police, it doesn't mean that they should ignore other parts. Like if there's a safety issue somewhere, they can be like, let's say you call the police. They're like, hey, my boyfriend is hitting me. Like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but there are shootings in other places of Sweden. So I guess that's important. So we're not going to send anybody. Like, should we send, is you being beaten up by your boyfriend as important as shootings going up in Sweden? No. So we're not going to send anybody. I mean, the police is not going to be just only sending forces to the only to highest priority issues in the country. When there's a crime or a potential of something happening, it's the responsibility of police to send somebody for protection. That's how it works. They don't only send their forces in the highest priority cases. They have to always be there. Yeah, Darko is saying the fact that they need protection is the real issue. That's all you need to know. Why are they protecting the guys? I mean, that's a cheap shot, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, the reason why they need protection are people. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm suggesting like your kind of people, because obviously you wouldn't endorse that. Okay. Smile to Jenna guy, which I don't know your name, right? But I know you wouldn't endorse that, but people with certain ideologies, I don't know which one. Do you guys know which one I'm talking about? But people with certain ideologies are likely to want to do something to people who are publicly burning the Quran. Again, I don't know. I wonder which ideology that is. I don't remember. Yeah, if you guys could help me out here, let me know. But certain people are likely to want to attack these people, and the police knows this, so that there's a credible threat to their safety, so they have to be there. Somebody's saying, yeah, communists, sure.
Gun crime. Oh, wait, it does.
Okay. Hold on.
I mean, the country is very advanced in terms of...
So proud of himself for making... this is such a cheap shot at people. Like every time the police is protecting people who you don't like, I see this done by not just, you know, Muslims, or I see atheists do that, I see Christians do that, I see Hindus do that. They're like, the easiest thing to do is find big problems in the country, or like, oh, why are you doing this instead of doing that? Like, well, they're doing both. They're doing, why not both? Okay. Yeah, BLM, Shintos, yes, it's Shintos. It's the Shintos that we need to be worried about. It's the Shintos that are the concern, the safety threat. Yeah. Watch out for those Shintos.
Of LGBT. The country is very advanced in terms of LGBT. It's one of the most inclusive countries, mate. Yeah. And in terms of, you know, sidelining religion. So they're very intelligent people. I'm sure they can see through all this. I don't think so, because if you are really and truly intelligent, you would know that Turkey holds the key for Sweden joining NATO. And Turkey hasn't been so forthcoming. So you can either consider that Sweden has...
Okay, so this is a good case for why Turkey is such a problematic part of NATO, because their Islamic and authoritarian values are constantly used as a way to make other NATO countries bend the knee to inferior values of an Islamic country. Yeah, but I think Turkey is more concerned. So let me read the title. Sweden grants permission to burn the Quran outside Turkish embassy as Erdogan continues to block country's NATO bid. Erdogan is continuing to block country's NATO bid more because of Kurdish activists that Sweden is not handing over Turkey. Am I not right about that? Can somebody confirm in the live chat that this is what the actual concern of Turkey is? Which is still problematic, right? Because Turkey's justice system is not the best. Like, the due process standards there are less than ideal. So I can see why Sweden would have an issue sending over Kurdish activists, or, you know, terrorists, if proven, right, to Turkey, you know, because the standards of what is considered a terrorist instead of an activist in Turkey is not as good as what we have in Europe, in the rest of the, in what, you know, many European countries. So that's a concern there. But hey, unfortunately, Turkey can block Sweden joining NATO, and that's what they want. That's what they want. And a lot of Swedish people are saying, are agreeing that their values is not something that they should. And this is such a problem, because that's at one side you have Sweden really being concerned about their values, and a lot of Swedish people thinking like we shouldn't drop our values to Turkey level standards. And that the answer to Turkey should be an absolute no. But at the same time, it's so essential for Sweden to join NATO. And this is why a country with the values of Turkey is so problem to the security of the world, because the world would be a much more secure place if Sweden could join NATO. But for that, they have to just drop their standards. You can see how Islamic countries, how countries where Islam is, you know, when people appeal to Islam for their values values and standards, is causing such a security issue for the entirety of the planet. And so I don't know if this is one thing that you want to like brag about. You're showing us Turkey holding the safety of its citizens hostage over paper. Like, if this is the issue, if this is the real reason, like one of the major contributors, if this contributes to Turkey not allowing Sweden into NATO to block that, this is what you're bragging about. You're bragging about a country holding hostage the security of the citizens of Sweden over pieces of paper. And that's what you're bragging about. That shows where Islamic priorities are. Like, Sweden wants to join NATO to protect the lives of its citizens, and you want to block that over a few pieces of paper. Because a few pieces of paper, because you claim that it comes from God, takes priority over people's lives. And you're bragging about it. This shows how more advanced humanist values, how superior humanist values are, how liberal values are superior to Islamic values. Thank you for showing that to us. Mojo, you keep talking about things that has nothing to do about the stream. So I don't know why you're doing that. Yeah, so don't talk about the modern day debate. You know, this is a good, yeah, this is about the stream. No, I don't endorse, Turkey being part of NATO is problematic because of stuff like this. But Turkey's membership in NATO is so important because of geographic reasons, right? Because geopolitically, Turkey is so essential to NATO. So as problematic as it is for Turkey to be part of NATO, the benefits of it being part of NATO is far outweighs the costs. See, this is a good question. It's relevant to the stream. This one is not relevant to the stream. Yeah, like actual threats, exactly. Darko is saying they love to have their upper hand. This is exactly why some people can't be allowed to have power. Well, I mean, unfortunately, Turkey should have that power. Yeah. They are like the access to the Mediterranean and the Black Sea. It just makes them such an essential part of NATO. Let's continue.
Being so forthcoming. So you can either consider that Sweden has thrown a tantrum at Turkey, or you can consider it a strategy to use the situation to somehow leverage Turkey. And not only this, the Prime Minister of...
Wait, what?
You can either consider that Sweden has thrown a tantrum at Turkey, or you can consider it a strategy to use the situation to somehow leverage Turkey.
Wait, Sweden to leverage Turkey? These are individuals in Sweden. Why can't these people differentiate between as individuals within a country taking an action and the country's government having certain policies, taking an action? Do you not see that these are... Do you understand? I mean, he lives in the UK, okay? He's not like a Muslim living in an Islamic country. He lives in a free country. So I don't know why he doesn't understand the difference between people, citizens making choices because it's a free country and the government not stopping them, and the government actively endorsing a certain position. This is... The Swedish government is not burning Qurans. These are civilians, individuals choosing to burn the Quran in Sweden, and Sweden just not stopping them because it's a free country. It's not an endorsement of their action. Like, yeah, exactly. Is it Sweden or one guy? It's not Sweden that is burning the Quran. It's one guy. It's a dude. It's a Swedish person. Do you know the difference? What you think the guy who decided, like, that guy doesn't represent the entirety of Swedish politics? Like, oh yeah, one guy decided to like burn the Quran. Like, oh, I guess Sweden is now pressuring, using this pressure tactic against Turkey.
And not to own a tantrum at Turkey, or you can consider it a strategy to use the situation to somehow leverage Turkey. And not only this, the Prime Minister of this very advanced country has given the same dreary, boring, worn-out response of, hey, it's freedom of speech.
Well, I'm sorry, but it is. Is this, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to violate? Do you want the Prime Minister to be like, okay, given that you are so bored about us talking about freedom of speech, we are going to violate our laws. And yeah, I was going to tell you that in this country, we have freedom of expression. But I'm sorry, I didn't consider the fact that you were so bored by it. So in the interest of not boring you again, we are going to violate our own country's laws and go arrest the mofo. We're going to go arrest the guy because I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you were so bored by this. What are you talking about? And here, let's actually read the tweet. The tweet says, freedom of expression is a fundamental part of democracy, but what is legal is not necessarily appropriate. Look, they're saying we don't endorse this. They're saying that we're not even endorsing this. Burning books that are holy to many is deeply disrespectful act. Oh my God, not only they're not endorsing it, they're actually denouncing it. They're speaking negatively about it. So this is not them. This is not the Prime Minister, you idiot. You moron. It's not Sweden. It's one Swedish guy. I want to express my sympathy for all Muslims who are offended by what has happened in Stockholm today. Jesus Christ, what else do you want him to do? Underline the red part, which you are, I'm so sorry, bored by, but you're ignoring the rest. The guy is saying like, hey, we don't endorse this. So this is not Swedish. This is not the policy of the government. What do you want them to do? Do you want them to violate their laws? Do you want them to ignore the freedom of expression they have in Sweden? What do you want them to do? I don't understand. So Darko is saying, how is burning a book leveraging Turkey though? Well, I think his understanding is that Turkey will be so mad that they need to take an action. And I don't know, I think like he's kind of disrespecting Turkey's politics as well, because they are so butthurt that they're like, ugh, stop this man from burning a Quran, violate your own laws and stop this man. Turkey is like, nah, you have to do this for us. If the Quran is so precious to you, Turkey, you have to do this so that we, I don't know how he thinks they're leveraging the guy, because it kind of suggests that Sweden is able to arrest the guy if Turkey gives them something that gives Sweden Sweden wants. But I think these people don't understand that these countries are incapable of doing that. Like if the Prime Minister were like, okay, fine, arrest the guy, they would be like, I'm sorry, but you can't. Like, you don't actually have that power. So even if the Prime Minister wanted to, they are incapable of arresting the guy, because the Prime Minister is not above the law, right? So they don't have any leverage. They are not using this guy to burn the Quran to pressure Turkey to doing something that Sweden wants. I mean, this is an insult to both Swedish politics and Turkish politics. It shows like the Turkish politicians are so childish and immature that they will that they would change their politics in order to get one man stop burning the Quran. Like, oh my, yeah. Doesn't make any sense. No, somebody is saying, here's the thing. Sasan is saying, since freedom of speech is not part of Islam, part of Islamic legal systems, I can understand where he is coming from. He's just, no, you can't say that, Sasan. This man is a UK citizen. This man is a UK citizen. So I'm sure he understands that in liberal countries, there's a limitation to what the government can do, even if they wanted to. I'm sure he understands that. D is saying, he's spotlighting what happened there by hurting all Muslims who hadn't heard. Yes, he's contributing to the hurt of Muslims. Oh, so he's spotlighting what happened there, and therefore hurting all Muslims who haven't heard it. Yeah, so if you're worried about Muslims being hurt by the Quran being burned, then why are you sharing this? More Muslims are now be upset about it. Anyways, let's continue. You know, somebody's saying, imagine being Imagine being angry as someone burns a book about an old... Oh, I can't say that. All right, let's continue.
Worn-out response of, hey, dreary, boring, worn-out response of, hey, it's freedom of speech.
But it is. What do you want them to do? Maybe it's not worn out.
Country has given the same dreary, boring, worn-out response.
Maybe it's not worn out enough, given that you still don't understand it. Maybe they need to tell you even more. I mean, what do you want them to do? If you don't understand why they should be allowed to burn the Quran in this country, should they give you a different answer? Given that they have told... The reason why I'm giving you the same answer, because the answer is the same thing. They can't make up an answer because you are tired of hearing it. Maybe if you understood it, they wouldn't have to repeat it a million times.
Response of, hey, it's freedom of speech. Well, I'm sure this ignoramus...
It's not a joke. It's a serious answer. That's what it is. Why would you do badam-tis? Why would you do that? They weren't joking. That's not a joke. That's the answer.
You can tell the difference between free speech and hate speech. And if he can't, he shouldn't be in charge of a shopping trolley, let alone a country, mate.
Okay, the difference between free speech and hate speech. Hate speech, there's no difference. One is a subcategory of another. They can't tell the difference between free speech and hate speech. Free speech includes speech that is hate speech. So maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe that's why people need to keep repeating these things to you. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, free speech includes all forms of speech, including speech you don't like. Okay, unless there are threats, direct threats of violence, defamation, or a scam, right? But the rest of it is free, including speech that is hateful and speech that you don't like. Because the whole point of free speech laws is to protect the expression of speech that is unpopular. Because speech that is popular would not require protection. You wouldn't need free speech laws if the speech was popular, because nobody would be attacking it. You know, the unpopularity of the speech is the reason why we kind of have free speech laws.
When it comes to insulting a Jewish personality like Anne Frank, it was considered unacceptable and the official was suspended. There was no discussion of free speech.
By who? Sweden Democrats suspend official for insulting comments about Anne Frank. Okay, suspend official. That is not a violation of someone's free speech. This is why people have to keep explaining free speech to you guys. This is why it's worn out, because it doesn't get through to you guys. You guys don't seem to understand what free speech is. Was it deemed illegal? Was what the official said deemed illegal? Were they charged a fine? Were they put into prison? Free speech doesn't mean that when you say something, you are free from the consequences of saying that. It just means the government is not going to arrest you, it's not going to torture you, it's not going to execute you, it's not going to fine you, and it's not going to withhold protection from you. That's what free speech means. It doesn't mean that you're going to keep your job. It's not going to mean that you're going to keep your platform. It doesn't mean that you're going to keep getting invited to everywhere. It's not going to mean that you're going to hold your position. It's not going to mean that you're not going to be attacked, criticized, mocked. It doesn't mean any of that. These are consequences of your expression. These consequences doesn't mean your free speech has been violated. The only consequences that means your free speech has been violated is when the government comes and penalizes you with jail, fines, torture, execution, or withholding protection. So yeah, just you can't say like, oh, I'm just going to say everything and I'm going to maintain my position on my job. Like if you go to your office tomorrow and swear at your boss, like United States has the strongest free speech laws in the world, as far as I know, right? But if you go to your office and start swearing at your boss and they fire you, you can't be like, hey, what happened to my free speech? Yeah, your boss is not the government. So your boss, you know, you haven't been fined. You haven't been arrested. It's just the consequences of you swearing at your boss. It's a private company. They should be able to fire you, right? And also there are certain standards that you have when you're working as an official in many places. Those environments that have the standard, that doesn't mean that you are being limited to say those things. The same guy guy, if they go into, is allowed to go into the park and say whatever, even after losing their, after being suspended, they could continue saying these things that they said. They could go into the park and just tell people about their weird views about whatever got them into, about Anne Frank. They could continue saying that, you know, but they cannot, you do not have free speech. Does not mean that you have a right to your position. Does not mean you have a right to a platform. It just means you are continued to free to say those things, and nobody should be able to stop you from doing that.
And the official was suspended. There was no discussion of free speech. And if that's not all, the Jewish folks are getting a special investigator to help them fit in better into the country, mate. And good on them, I say.
Sweden to appoint special investigator to strengthen Jewish life and culture. Yeah,
help them fit in better into the country, mate. And good on them, I say.
Okay.
But in that investigation, I don't think they're going to include burning the Jewish holy book to facilitate all this, mate.
That should be allowed as well. What do you guys don't get? You could, if you burn the Torah, the Jewish holy book, maybe you get consequences from, I don't know, your company, your the society, that's, you know, social media, your friends, your colleagues, okay? That is to be expected, okay? Some of it is right, some of it is wrong, depending on what you did, right? But that legally, that should also be allowed. That should be allowed. That, but that's what free speech is. You should be allowed.
Yeah, exactly, D. He's kind of, that's why he's saying it. He's like, this is the example that he wants to go with because he wants to show that the Jewish people are in power and they get to stop you. I mean, do Jewish people get to legally stop you? So yeah, he's trying to use Jewish people as an example because he wants to use this narrative that Jewish people are in control and they have power with YouTube. Not my view. I'm just expressing their view, okay? But again, they don't have enough power to make this illegal. If it's legal to burn a Quran in a country, it's also legal to burn a Jewish holy book. That's also legal.
That's only reserved for the Muslims. Yeah? No. Look at my second example.
No, the legality is not reserved for Muslims. The legality of it is reserved for both burning the Quran and Jewish holy book.
Because Sweden has closed 17 Islamic schools because they're unhappy with what's being taught. No freedom of speech for the Islamic schools there, mate. Yeah? And I have a question because like I said...
Wait a minute. Is it because they're Islamic? Is it because... Okay, it says, the article says Muslim children, disconsolate? Is that how you read it? As Sweden forces Islamic schools to shut, Swedish authorities have closed 17 private Islamic schools since 2019, claiming they are unfit to conduct school activities. But critics say it's part of anti-Islamic rhetoric. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to claim ignorance here. It's possible that these schools were shut not just because they were Islamic. You know, first of all, I do think all the religious schools should be shut. But if there's a double standard, I would agree with you. If like Islamic schools are being shut and like Catholic schools are not being shut, then there's a double standard here and there's a bias, okay? But it's possible here that these schools are shut not just because they're Islamic, but because they're not meeting the standards. But I'm not going to say one way or another. But do you know? Have you looked into this? Because last time we looked into this, we couldn't tell. This is more complicated. You know, we need an investigation. So instead of coming up with a conclusion, oh, Islamic schools are shut, maybe claim ignorance. I would say that if these Islamic schools are shut because they're not meeting the standards of what a school is supposed to do, then good on them. Shut them down. If it's only because they're Islamic, then I would have only supported it if it was being the same standard with other religious schools as well. But if there's a bias over Islamic schools but not other religious schools, then I would condemn it. But if I had to guess, I would guess that your audience is going to just assume, based on what you just said, just like what you just did, that it's only because they're Islamic and there's a bias there, without knowing if that's actually the case, without actually doing the investigation, without actually having all the facts. But I, when you don't have the facts, you could be like, it's either or. You don't know. Claiming it's fine to just say you don't know, but it just fits your narrative. So just why not go with the fact, just run with the idea that it's because they're Islamic. Yeah, so D is saying in the live chat, somewhere segregating the kids. So yeah, that's not allowed. That's not allowed in Sweden. That doesn't meet a healthy school environment. D is saying we covered this news. Yeah, D, we covered this news, but when we were covering it, I also made the same point over there, that we don't have all the
details, but I guess this information would be a good reason, right? So if there's segregation between boys and girls, that's not a healthy school environment. That's an unhealthy school environment for children to grow in. And if that doesn't meet the country's standards, if other religious schools are not doing that and the Islamic schools are, that's enough good. Then it wouldn't be because they're just Islamic. It's just because they're not meeting the standards of a healthy school environment. Yeah. Anyways, let's go.
Teen Islamic schools because they're unhappy with what's being taught. No freedom of speech for the Islamic schools there, mate.
It's not about freedom of... Okay. So again, you don't understand freedom of speech. Freedom of speech does not mean that my child, you have the right to expose my child to teachings that are harmful to my child. Okay. Again, freedom of expression. You don't understand. This is your problem. Maybe if you want to criticize something, first understand what you're criticizing. Freedom of expression doesn't mean that you have a right to an audience, especially children. Freedom. If I say something, like let's say I say something about Islam that people didn't like, and a university. This happened to me actually. What am I talking about? Okay. This was in the news. This is on my Wikipedia. Okay. So I was invited to speak at the University of Calgary, right? Then they found out about my controversial views about Islam. They told me that, sorry, we're not going to platform you. We're not going to have you at the university, even though a day before the event, they announced that the event has been canceled, even though I had flown to Calgary already, right? So what that did is that got me invited to a whole bunch of radio shows and TV interviews because, you know, I was deplatformed from a university over my controversial views. And a lot of people were telling me, like people who were interviewing me, like, oh, this is a violation of your free speech and all. And I was the one, even though my speech was canceled, I was the one that was telling them that this is actually not a violation of my free speech. I mean, I didn't support it. I think it was the wrong move. I criticized it, but I didn't claim that it was a violation of my free speech, because free speech doesn't mean that the university has to be forced to give me a platform. The university has the right to not give me a platform. It's a bad choice, but it has that. It's not an illegal choice. Freedom of speech is about the law, and they didn't do anything illegal. So my freedom of speech was not violated because my right to freedom of speech doesn't mean that I have a right over their audience and their platform, and they have to give me their audience and they have to give me the platform. That's not what freedom of speech is. So imagine now we're talking about schools and the importance of children's education. So you are suggesting that freedom of speech means that every school should be able to say whatever they want to children, that schools have a freedom of speech means that schools have a right to the audience of people's children. Do you know how insane that is? You have no clue what freedom of speech is, and you're here criticizing it. Yeah, Darko is saying, I do find it a bit amusing that the guy is saying burning a book filled with hate speech is hate speech. True, that's a good point.
Yeah, and I have a question, because like I said, Sweden is amongst the topmost countries when it comes to LGBTQ rights. So when they're having their marches, is it okay for Muslims, Christians, or Jews to pop up and start burning the LGBTQ flag? Because that's...
Wait, you think you made a great point? Look how he's congratulating himself and doing a laugh track. You think you made a good point? Listen to this again.
Muslims, Q writes. So when they're having their marches, is it okay for Muslims, Christians, or Jews to pop up and start burning the LGBTQ flag?
Okay, so here's the fundamental thing that you don't understand, okay? Freedom of expression is about what's legal, not what is okay. You keep switching between is it legal or is it okay? When we say these people have the freedom of expression, we're talking about the legality of it. We're not making a moral judgment. I mean, at least not at that moment when we're saying it's their freedom of expression. Saying they have the freedom of expression does not mean their expression is being endorsed. It doesn't mean it's being judged as positive or negative. It's only the judgment that they should be allowed, legally should be allowed to say it. So see how you're doing a false analogy when you compare it to, is it okay? We're not is it okay to burn the LGBT flag? Your question should have been, should it be legal to burn the LGBT flag? And the answer to that is yes.
Yes, it should be. It should be legal. So here, let me fix your question for you.
When they're having their marches, is it okay for Muslims, Christians, or Jews to pop up and start burning the LGBTQ flag?
So you should have said to pop, is it, should it be legal for them to pop up and burn the LGBT flag?
In fact, here's the thing, okay? As a liberal, if somebody wants to take your right away from you to burn an LGBT flag, I, as a LGBT advocate, okay, LGBT right advocate, I would fight for your right to burn as many LGBT flags as you want. As long as it's your LGBT flag, so you can't take someone else's. Like when I burn a Quran, I don't take someone else's Quran. It's my property that I paid for, okay? As long as it's your LGBT flag that you're burning, not, you didn't take someone else's by force. As long as you do it safely in a way that doesn't harm anybody. And as long as you pay for the carbon emissions, because if you burn too many LGBT flags, that could be not very healthy to the environment. So maybe do some charitable. I did that, by the way, guys. When I burned the Quran, go watch my video, Why I Burned the Quran, Armin Navabi. Go search for that. In that video, you see that I tried to cover everything, any problem anybody could have with burning the Quran, including paying for the carbon footprint that my burning of the Quran was leaving behind. I paid for it and I offset it by a huge margin, right? So if you want to disrespect an LGBT flag, I suggest doing it in safer and less harmful to the environment ways. Like you could tear it apart, you could spit on it, you could you know, pee on it, you could defecate on it, you could do all those, you know, those are safer things to do. Actually, I don't know, that might be health hazard as well. Just pee is safe. Yeah, but yeah, if you want to burn it, go ahead. It should be completely legal, and if somebody wants to make it illegal, I would be there fighting for your right to burn the flag.
Because that's freedom of speech, according to you folks. No? Is that...
Yeah, it is. It is. To us folks, are you talking about who? Are you talking about us liberals? Yeah, it is. You think you caught us? No. We're consistent. That is free speech. Go ahead.
That transphobia? Hey. Yep.
No, okay. Yeah, it is transphobia. It is transphobia, but it's also free speech. Okay, so you don't understand. You think like if we say, oh, this is transphobic. If this is transphobic, then it means that it's not free speech. No, it's both. You're being transphobic and homophobic, and you have every right to go ahead. In fact, I want you to express your transphobia and your homophobia so we know what a garbage. No, I can't say that on YouTube. We can know. Wait, how? YouTube is so limiting. Because anything I say could be dehumanized. Like if I say, yeah, I don't want to say anything that could come across as dehumanized, right? Well, we could just see how inferior your values are, how dangerous your views are. So we could express, we could show, we could demonstrate to the rest of society what big of a problem you are. Because if you weren't expressing these opinions openly, people wouldn't believe us how dangerous you are to society and to our rights and to democracy and to progress. So express away as much as you want, because people won't believe us when they say how problematic your views are. We want you to feel free to say them as loud as you can, so we have something to demonstrate, so people take us seriously. So please go ahead and do that.
You win some, you lose some, I guess. I didn't know.
You're just making up imaginary arguments and just acting like you want them. Like, oh, is that homophobia, not free speech, huh? No, it's both. You win some, you lose some. No, you lose some and then you lose some more. We keep winning the arguments because you're responding to arguments that we are not even making. Yeah, like he thinks that this is such a mic drop moment. Yeah, I mean, when you are not actually responding to the actual arguments people are making, every nonsensical argument that you make is going to seem like a mic drop to yourself.
No, I'm not as advanced as you. Before we jump into it, guys, a word from our sponsor, Sunnah Currency. You can purchase gold and silver coins to protect
I don't want Sunda currency, thank you.
Fashion. So, as you well know, gold and silver, safe no. place in the no. Quran, yeah? His name is Rasmus Paludan.
What is
well, at least these guys, yeah? His name is today. So, let's move on to the guy that was actually burning the Quran, yeah? His name is Rasmus Paludan. He's the leader of the far-right political party called Hardline. Well, at least these guys can't be accused of hiding what they truly believe in. Listen.
That's exactly why we want them to express themselves freely. We want them to be legal because we need to see what where the problems are.
To this.
By the way, for people who don't understand, this guy is burning the Quran and I burned the Quran. But that guy's views do not represent my views. Okay, I burned the Quran. If you actually go watch the video where I burned the Quran and I defend Muslims, that guy is an anti-Muslim bigot. There's different motivations here.
In August 2021, an investigation was done by Danish newspaper etc. Bladin. And this revealed that he had been talking about hardcore fetish sex with kids on a Discord server. Let me guess, Sweden. He was just exercising his freedom of speech with these kids.
Yeah, you're watching, guys.
Wait, what did he say exactly? Let me see if this is under free. Investigation by Danish newspaper that his Discord server had been talking about hardcore with minors ranging in the public. This denied the claims, but denied any wrongdoing, stating that did not know how to, the people he was talking to were, okay. Oh, so yeah, what the boys that, or the moderators in the chat. Yeah, this is a crime. This is not free speech. Okay. This is, you don't understand. When let's say, for example, I say that, hey, go and harm that person. Okay. And I will give you $1,000 if you do so. And somebody listens to me. That if they come and arrest me, you can't say like, oh, well, that was my free speech. I didn't do anything. I didn't harm that person. I just talked. Okay. By talking, you cause harm to somebody directly, like, for example, inciting violence or like telling somebody to do something harmful if you pay them, right? That is, or for example, if I tell you that buy this thing from me and it will cure your cancer, right? And it's a fraud. That is illegal, not because your free speech, because your speech is being limited. That's because you're doing something else that is illegal. So you're committing a fraud. You're abusing children. So for example, you are speaking to children about things that they shouldn't be, you know, that could put them in harm way, right? In the same way that if somebody says, go harm Armin and I will pay you $1,000, if somebody comes arrest you for saying that, that is not a violation of your free speech because they're not arresting you. They're not punishing you because of your words, because your words were the tools for you doing something else. You know what I mean? So your words were being facilitated, were the means at which you were committing another crime, you're not being arrested for just saying things. You're being arrested for attempting something that was harmful, right? In the same way, if you're talking about these hardcore fetish sex things with minors, you're not being arrested because you said, just because you said certain words. You expressed an opinion. This is not freedom of expression because you're not just expressing opinion. You're causing harm. Your words are in direct violation of other laws. Not if you had laws that says that these opinions cannot be expressed, that would be a law that is against free speech. But if we have laws that says that you cannot harm children or you cannot conspire to harm a certain person, then if you use your words to do those illegal activities, then you're stopping you is not a violation of your free speech. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm explaining this very well to you guys. So, and again, another issue here is that you are not free expression does not mean that you have a right to an audience, especially if your audience are minors and you're talking about fetish and sex. Especially if your audience are minors and you're talking about hardcore fetish and sex. So you could have opinions about these issues, but having an audience of minors in front of you while you're talking to them about that should be illegal. Yeah, so here somebody is explaining it better. It's classed as exposing minors to indecent material or behavior. That should be easy to understand. You're right. That's not freedom of expression.
With kids on a Discord server. Let me guess, Sweden. He was just exercising his freedom of speech with these kids.
You're somebody that must be watching pornography.
Where we come from.
You don't understand these laws. You don't understand these differences. Maybe like if you go and study what freedom of expression is meant to protect individuals from, you will understand it doesn't cover that. Freedom of expression means that if I express my opinion, I shouldn't get arrested or stopped. It doesn't mean that I have a right to say my opinions about hardcore sex to children. It doesn't mean that I have a right to an audience.
From? That's messed up, mate. But when you're from an atheistic country and you cannot prove right or wrong objectively, your moral fabric has long been burnt away. So it's only fitting that you show the world physically how you have morally declined and disgraced your country in front of the world. And another vital point that this highlights is the Quran is the only ancient holy book that if it's burnt, removed from every home on this planet, the Quran is the only ancient book that can be reproduced word for word. Because
then what's your problem? Then what's your problem? Then let them burn it. Why are you so upset about it? Then why are you so butthurt?
It's the only book that has been massed, memorized, and that is only one way that it has been preserved. Let's leave it there.
So then chill out. Then chill the F out. There's nothing going to happen to it. So what's wrong with people burning it? Let them do whatever the hell they want. Why are you so concerned?
Guys, until next time.
Anyways, I'm done here. I thought we're going to be able to do, I'm going to do 1 hour of these streams every once in a while. So I thought I could do like maybe 3 videos today, but I just managed to do 1 because the amount of nonsense was so much that it just took 1 hour to go through it all. But I'm going to do more lives like this. So if you want to see the next live, make sure you hit the bell notification, because if you just hit the subscribe button, you're not going to see when we're going to go live. YouTube will not tell you that we're live if you just hit the subscribe button. So you also need to hit the bell notification for YouTube to notify you that we're going live. And also make sure you like the video. Thank you. People saying great stream, Armin. Thank you. Liking the video helps the channel grow. Leave a comment once the stream is over. That helps the channel grow. What else? Yeah, that's it. I've been your host, Armin Avobi, and this has been The Secular Jihadist. See you in the next video. Bye.